Pina colada translates from Spanish to strained pineapple. Spanish and English stand out in naming the fruit due to its resemblance to pine cones, while other languages use ananas, a term taken from a South American language. The colada part of pina colada means to strain, sharing its root with the kitchen utensil, a colander, used for the same purpose. One theory surrounding the name Bloody Mary involves a theatre show and a bar patron's romantic interest. The term punch is commonly believed to originate from the Hindi word for the number 5, punch, but there is an alternative explanation. This episode traces etymology of cocktails. Etymology is the study of the origins of words. I'm Leon, and this is Etymolion, Word History. The vodka, tomato juice, and spice combination is famously known as a Bloody Mary, often praised for its purported ability to cure hangovers. Two names linked to the origins of the drink are Fernand Petiot and George Jessel. Fernand Petiot, a French bartender, is credited by some as the creator of the Bloody Mary, concocting it at Harry's New York bar in Paris in 1921. The name supposedly arose from a bar patron who remarked that it reminded him of a girlfriend he met at a cabaret called Bucket of Blood. The woman's name was Mary. Petiot's talent caught the attention of Sergei Obolensky, son-in-law of the wealthy John Jacob Astor IV, who recruited him to run the bar at New York's St. Regis Hotel. In 1934, Obolensky asked Petiot to recreate the vodka and tomato juice cocktail. The hotel bar still serves it as the Red Snapper, preferring that name over Bloody Mary, which at the time of being added to the menu was considered too crass. George Jessel, a Hollywood actor from the early 20th century, also lays claim to inventing the drink, but the association with Fernand Petiot seems to generally be considered more credible. As for the etymology, bloody is of Old English origin from blodig, while Mary comes from the Hebrew Miriam. The name evolved from Miriam in Hebrew to Maria in ancient Greek and Latin, then to Marie in Old French and Middle English, eventually leading to Mary. The exact origin of the word cocktail in the context of mixed alcoholic drinks is uncertain, though several theories exist. One theory suggests a link to horses. Horses of mixed breeds were sometimes referred to as cocktails because their tails resembled those of cocks, signalling they were of less than pure lineage. This term supposedly extended to mixed drinks due to their varied composition. Another possibility is that it stemmed from the French word for an egg cup, coquetière. In the early 19th century, pharmacist Antoine Amédée Pechoir supposedly served his concoctions in these small cups. Over time, Americans may have transformed or anglicized coquetière into cocktail. Despite these theories and others, the true origin of the word cocktail remains a mystery. The Mai Tai is a cocktail made with rum, orange curacao, syrup, and lime juice. Its name originates from the Tahitian phrase Mai Tai, meaning good or best. The Mai Tai rose to prominence in the mid-20th century, propelled by the emergence of tiki culture. This cultural movement drew inspiration from the aesthetics and traditions of Polynesian, Melanesian, and Micronesian cultures. Victor Jules Bergeron, known as Trader Vic, is widely credited with inventing the Mai Tai. According to legend, in 1944 at his restaurant Trader Vic's in Oakland, California, he served the drink to Tahitian friends. Impressed by its taste, one of them exclaimed, "Mai Tai Roa Ai," which roughly translates to out of this world. The whiskey-based cocktail known as the Old Fashioned has a straightforward etymology. The name originated in the early 19th century, when bartenders began experimenting with new ingredients, prompting some patrons to request their whiskey drinks to be made in the old-fashioned manner. The term old-fashioned, meaning outdated or traditional, has roots dating back to the late 16th to mid-17th centuries. The word old traces back to Old English, the language used in England between the 5th and 12th centuries, derived from the word ald. Fashion originated from the Latin word facio, meaning to do or make. This evolved into the Old French façon, signifying the manner of doing or making something, and eventually entered English around the 14th century as façon, denoting the way something is styled, crafted, or appears. Next up is the margarita, a classic cocktail made with tequila, orange liqueur, and lime juice. The origins of this iconic drink trace back to the mid-19th century, when daisy cocktails, consisting of a spirit, liqueur, and citrus juice, gained popularity. Gin and brandy were the primary spirits of choice during this time. One theory around the origin of the drink suggests that in the 1930s, an Irish bartender working in Mexico mistakenly used tequila instead of brandy in one of these daisy cocktails. Surprisingly, the patron enjoyed the new concoction, thus giving rise to the tequila daisy. The term daisy is believed to have become slang for excellent sometime between the 18th and 19th centuries, hence the name of this cocktail genre. Over time, the tequila daisy evolved into the tequila margarita. Margarita is the Spanish word for daisy, which likely influenced the transition in name. Numerous other theories regarding the invention of the margarita and its name origin exist. Tequila, the key ingredient in the margarita, derives its name from a town in Mexico, which in turn is believed to have originated from a Nahuatl language word meaning either volcanic rock or place of tribute. The whiskey sour is a classic drink consisting of whiskey, lemon juice and syrup, and sometimes egg white for added texture. While its earliest confirmed mention traces back to an 1870 article in the Waukesha Plain Dealer, a newspaper based in Wisconsin, USA, the concepts of both the whiskey sour and the broader category of sours were in circulation prior to this documented instance. The term whiskey translates etymologically to water of life. It originates from Irish Gaelic roots, where the word uisce referred to water, and bea to life. The fusion of these words formed the term uisce bea, which gradually transformed in English into whiskey by the 18th century. Sour finds its roots in Old English, appearing in its earlier form as sour. Pina colada, the rum, coconut cream and pineapple juice drink, translates to strained pineapple from Spanish. The term pina originates from the Spanish word for a pineapple, which itself is derived from the Latin pinus, meaning a pine tree. This term derives from its similarity to a pine cone, also the reason for the English term pineapple. English and Spanish stand out in using this pine comparison to name the fruit. Other European languages commonly use ananas, a term borrowed from the South American Tupi-Guarani language word nanas, said to mean excellent fruit. Colada, meaning strained in Spanish, refers to the process of filtering juice from the pineapple. The term can be traced back to the Latin colere, meaning to strain, which also gave rise to the English word colander, a kitchen utensil used for the same purpose. Also incorporating rum, coconut cream and pineapple juice, the painkiller stands out as another tropical cocktail alongside the pina colada. However, distinguishing itself from its counterpart, this concoction introduces orange juice and a hint of nutmeg while opting for a darker rum. As for the etymology of pain and killer, the ancient Greek poena encompassed notions of retribution and compensation, serving as the root for various punishment-related words in English. It directly contributes to the terms pain, penalty, and punishment. The word killer or kill traces back to the Old English quellan, which also gives rise to the word quell, meaning to suppress or to put an end to something. Punch, a more communal form of cocktail, is often a fruit juice-based beverage that can either be served alcoholic or non-alcoholic. Served in punch bowls, it's ideal for sharing at social gatherings. The commonly believed origin of the word punch is traced back to the Hindi word for the number 5, punch, reflecting its historical reliance on 5 core ingredients. Hindi belongs to the Proto-Indo-European language family, a hypothetical language reconstructed by linguists and historians using comparative evidence to put together what could have been a common root language. The Proto-Indo-European root word, penqui, meaning 5, is thought to have given rise to the Hindi word panch to mean 5. That root can also be seen in the word pentagon, denoting a shape of 5 sides. However, an alternative suggestion for the origin of the word punch for the drink comes from the Old French word ponchon, meaning a cask. This connection gives us the word puncheon, which historically referred to a cask for holding liquids, including wine, rum or whiskey. Thanks for listening. If you like this podcast, give it a rating or review. I hope this episode has inspired you to look up the history of words. Remember, language, history, etymology, and pronunciations can be complex and elusive. Keep in mind that perspectives may vary on the origins of words. Catch up on previous episodes and follow the podcast for more.